Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. It is time. Bring in John Chill, and our fantasy giveaway starts right now. So go to our app. And if you're not signed up on our app, ESPN 975 Houston, okay, just look that up in the app store, ESPN 975 Houston, and download the app, sign up, and then right at the top, it says enter to win a chance at enter for a chance to win a spot in our fantasy draft. So our fantasy draft is going to be at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, August 28th and 29th, okay? We are getting, if you win, we're going to select someone randomly. If you win, you get to bring a friend or your wife or whoever you want to bring, someone else that's going to participate in our fantasy draft. But you got to sign up on our app, and you got to enter to win. And we will pick someone randomly.
And this is open till 10 o'clock. So,
yes.
So you got from now until 10 o'clock. Get in there, sign up, and maybe you'll get a chance to join us at the Golden Nugget where John Chill resides.
Right. Is John Chill is here with us. Hey, John.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing well.
So, yeah, how many have you selected? Six more to go? Is that kind of where we're at?
Yeah, we got two last week. We're going to get our 3 and 4. Well, we'll have a contestant win, and then they'll bring someone with them, and then we'll have two more to go. So this is week 2 of 4.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're halfway there now.
Yeah, that'd be a good time. I know the package is real good. Starting to look at the cheat sheets now. I got one, I think, 2 days after your guys. We've been doing it back home in Youngstown for like 30 years, so I started looking at it, and it's an interesting year this year as far as a fantasy perspective. And, you know, you kind of correlate those into, you know, future bets and all that and looking at those. But, you know, depending on the league, are you guys doing points per reception, or are you just doing a straight fantasy?
Yeah, we're going to do a PPR.
PPR, are you? Yeah. So makes it more interesting as far as drafting, you know, who you're drafting and all that. So, yeah, you're looking at – this year is kind of interesting to see, too, you know, just the different, you know, people that have slipped last year that might come back and all that. But, yeah, I kind of correlate my fantasy with some of my future picks and, you know, some of the prop picks I'll play here for the year and all that. So, but, yeah, so it'll be a good time. You guys are coming up, was that Thursday, Friday? And,
yeah,
that'll be a good time. And then I got mine Sunday. I'll be doing one in DraftKings as well since I can't make it back home. But, yeah, it's a good time in there, and like I said, we're ready to go. We're booking, so if you got a fantasy team out there or a fantasy league out there, come to our place and book it. It's a good time. Like I said, we got
I don't know
the hookups for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fun. You're going to get you're going to get the room. You're going to get spent. You're going to get money to eat. We're going to have dinner at the DraftKings Sportsbook, so it is going to be good. So make sure that you sign up. I don't know that there's been a better time for wide receivers in fantasy. I mean, it seems like every team is loaded up, and some too are, you know, it's incredible It's incredible, the wide receivers right now in the league. Now, the quarterback play has not been great. The numbers are lower as far as yards, but throughout the league, passing was at one point last year was just pathetic, the yards per game in the league. But I don't know that we've seen as talented a wide receiver group as we have in the NFL than we have right now.
No, I agree. And, a couple things, as looking at the cheat sheets, Marvin Harrison Jr., which I think, will come out of his slump, I think, a little bit. He's like in the 20s, 19, 20 range as far as, rankings. Yeah, it's loaded, top to bottom with receivers. I think that's where, you kind of separate yourself. You get the ones that are hot there. And I think a little bit, too, the running backs are going to get more value than they have, than the prior years here. But, to see a guy like a Marvin Harrison down in 20, and you look at some of the tight ends, I think they're getting more value than they used to in prior years as well. You definitely got a loaded receiving core. Tyreek Hill at 14, you get on the list of what's out there and that. So, yeah, it'll be interesting how the draft, I usually do mine in tiers, and kind of leaning, I kind of mentioned it a little bit, running backs a little bit, I know that was way back in the day, get your two running backs in the first two rounds and, you move forward from there. No. But, kind of coming back to that a little bit.
Strategy of the zero running back. I don't know if you know a lot about this, but not taking a running back until much later. No running backs until much later. And boy, you are you have low margin for error with that strategy.
Well, in one of my leagues, you have to start three wide receivers. And you can only start two running backs and three wide receivers. You almost have to go wide receiver first. You almost have to go wide receiver first because they're so important. And you got to have three of them. So it depends on what your league is. We don't have a flex in that league, and I'm like, which is stupid, and I've been telling them it's stupid. So I'm telling you right now, Tony, it's stupid. We'll do a flex instead of three wide receivers. So John Chill, we got a preseason game tonight, the Hall of Fame game. What kind of action do you guys get, and how do I bet preseason football?
Well, preseason, usually the unders hit early. I know the trend kind of got away the last 2 weeks, but the unders have hit over 60%. So usually take the unders. The dogs in the Hall of Fame game have been, I think, last 10 games, 7-2-1, and I believe 6-4 straight up in the last 10 Hall of Fame games. So definitely underdogs and under. Kind of this game here. You look at the depth chart, none of the big names are going to play in this one. So you kind of look at the depth chart. I think Chargers have more of stronger quarterbacks behind their starter. So I kind of like the Chargers there. Trends too is look at coaches. Harbaugh at the Ravens, I think he's like 46-17, since he's been at Baltimore in preseason. So you kind of look at those trends as preseason starts, which coaches take it serious, which ones, kind of just run what they run, have their set plays and don't really care about, where they're at in the game and just evaluating their players. So that's kind of the preseason, but unders have hit. That's been the tradition here for a lot of years. Like I said, the last 2 weeks last year, the over started hitting, but definitely unders. I think the weather's okay back home. And I kind of like the Chargers +1.5. I think Harbaugh's going to, set the tone starting tonight. I think, there's a lot of expectations for the Chargers, and I think a couple wins during preseason gets the talk going, for them to overtake the Chiefs. So I kind of like the Chargers tonight.
So you mentioned Harbaugh from the Ravens because he liked, and you're talking about in future weeks, not tonight.
Yeah.
Because
not, not tonight. But, But
so the Ravens like to win in the preseason. Is there anybody else that stands out that doesn't give a rat's ass about it, or is there anybody that stands out that likes to win?
I tell you, another one was Tomlin. I think he's close to 70%. I know he went 0-3 last year. It'll be interesting, with him is he going to play Rodgers? Rodgers came in late, that'll be interesting to see what that dynamic is in preseason as well. That, is Rodgers just going to show up on week one, or are they going to put him in a couple series in preseason? So that'll be interesting. So Tallman has a good record as well for preseason.
Okay. So Tallman, if you're going to bet.
The Carolina Panthers are 3-13 over the last 5 years.
New coach, though, huh?
Well, same coach from last year.
From last year, right.
Yep.
Yeah. I think you have a problem if you're betting a lot on preseason games. I just think you have a problem. That's what I think. But go ahead. If you have to make your wagers. If you can't watch a game without having money on it, then okay. There's a phone number for you. Yeah.
You asked the question, John. Yes. We're just trying to give you answers. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah. So what else, John, what else we got going on this weekend?
No, basically, football starting. So I think, we'll start seeing some more action in the book. We got the golf tournament, the Wyndham Championship. To me, it's a good tournament. When Scheffler's not in there, it gets you a chance to maybe hit a long shot. So, the only one I kind of looked at was Lucas Glover. He's at 7-1, top five. He's had five top 10 finishes this year. I think he was third in players, fifth in the John Deere. So, for the golf, and if Scheffler's not in there, kind of, opens up the odds for everybody. So if you like a golfer, we got that. We have a fight night this week. That gets traction for every week. It was Tara versus Park, short notice on both of them. Tara's at -355. Like I said, they both fight on short notice. I kind of like Tara in that one. And then we have Rebecca versus Duncan at +180. Rebecca's at 205. Rebecca's just a beast. I think, he averages like four takedowns a round, which is insane. So kind of like him at -205. And if you parlay those, you get close to even money for that. So, but I think football futures, we're starting to see a little college futures, across the board. And seeing the over-under win totals, we're starting to see some action on that and getting ready. Close to 4 weeks away for the big games that weekend on Labor Day. So that'll be down the pike here.
This week I saw a ticket. The guy put $200,000 on Penn State to win it all. He wins $1.5 million if he wins 7.5-1. Does that kind of bet bring the odds down on Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, you start seeing the movement. And you see if the type of money, and it's interesting to see you're starting to see a lot of national on Penn State. Don't know why, but I think he's still got to prove himself. But, yeah, when you see big money like that, it'll move it. Also, the type of the persons that are out there, certain people are betting certain things. They might not put big money on it, but that'll move the line as well. They'll shop around the different books and play certain amounts at certain books, and if they know, a certain person's playing, that definitely adjusts the line as well for all bets. It
used to be whatever Billy Walters played. It changed the line.
Yep.
I don't know anymore.
There's definitely a couple guys out there. I know
now it might be out in Vegas. It might be Lance. Whatever Lance plays, it's going to be. He's going to move the line. Right. Right. No.
As an employee of the NFL, I absolutely dispute what you are saying, John.
That's right. If you bet, I said. If you bet. But you don't. So there's that. That is John Chill, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, with us every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, as always, man, we appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
We are looking forward to the draft that we are going to do, the fantasy draft, August 28th to 29th. And if you want to play, just go to our app. If you're not signed up, sign up and just enter to win. Just right at the top, it says enter for a chance to win a spot in our fantasy draft, right at the top of our app. So just hit that, click that, and you're going to be entered. And you could possibly be with us August 28th and 29th at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, which is the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Now, this is not the only fantasy draft that they're going to have there. They're going to have a bunch of fantasy drafts. You can either do it by the pool in a cabana, or you could do it in a DraftKings sportsbook. There's all kinds of, listen, if we're coming down to it, call all your boys, if you're the commissioner of your league, or call your commissioner and say, hey, What a great idea. The weekend before the NFL season is the first, you know, is when we can do it, the weekend, and we can watch college football. We can bet on college football. We can do our draft. We can bring the wives. We can swim at the pool. We can play golf. We can go to concert. We can go to the restaurants. I mean, what a great way to do your fantasy draft. What a great way to do it. It's at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. They've got packages available, and this is just so much fun. I wish our league would do that, Lance. I wish we'd go Golden Nugget Lake Charles and do our fantasy draft there. That would be totally, totally sweet. But we're stupid. We're not going
to
do that.
Well,
okay?
We have a pretty good setup. You don't have to besmirch our league setup. We've done a nice job over 27 years.
To me, it's stupid not to do it. It's Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Well, I would love to do it. It's just not. We're doing a different league there. We still have a league there that we're doing.
We are doing it there. And I'm gonna love it because I've got my poker there, I got my golf there, I've got everything there. You're looking for a great place to get your fantasy draft on, or just go for the weekend and watch football and go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. Make your reservation at DraftKings Sportsbook now, because football, it is going to be packed, and you gotta have a reservation at GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you've got until 10 o'clock to sign up. You got to do it now. You got to do it now if you want to get in our fantasy
draft. Know that we have tea to spill?
Who?
Do you not know that we have tea to spill? Dell and I do.
Tea to spill?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking. Do you want to know what the streets are saying?
What are the streets saying right now?
Okay. Dell came in and told me what the streets were saying yesterday, and I said, that's interesting. See if you can get that sound, because that's interesting street talk.
Yeah, it's a confirmation of what you have said about the O-line room from last year. You know, they made big changes. The Texans felt like it needed to be done. And this comes from the Establish the Run podcast. Brandon Thorne's on the Joe Moore Award Committee, right? So you know him a little bit. Evan Sylvan.
He's been on the show before.
Evan Sylvan, Adam, I think it's Leviathan.
Yeah.
He's on it as well. But you'll hear the voice of Evan Silva explain how he got word that Laramie Tunsil and Shaq Mason were a problem. And not the good problem. Not like what the Gen Z says. Oh, he's a problem. They were an actual problem in the room. And it comes from a well-informed source.
Surprised when they got rid of Shaq Mason and Laramie Tunsil. But I heard a story, the source being our old coworker at Roto World, Raymond Summerlin, who apparently was playing poker at a casino. And it just so happened that the Texans' old offensive line coach, who got fired, was playing at the same table. And they sparked up a conversation. And that offensive line coach was like, yeah, Shaq Mason and Laramie Tunsil, they just like lost their minds. Like, we could not control what they were doing, whatever they wanted to do. They were not doing what they were supposed to do. And everything just kind of collapsed. And, like, they felt like they had to get rid of Laramie Tunsil, who I believe was like a team captain. He's supposed to be a team captain, and he was not acting like a team captain. Anyways, he could easily go and have success in Washington. I actually think that he will. Sometimes a change of scenery can help. But it's a big concern, man. I mean, it's a big concern for C.J. Stroud. I don't know what to expect. I mean, I don't think the Texans know what to expect. They've got.
Yeah, we know what they got. How about
things get set at a poker table, don't they, John?
At a poker, yeah. You don't realize that's going to be on the air. So you got to watch what you say.
You don't realize who you're talking to it there, but it checks out 100% with everything I've heard. So I don't doubt that was Chris Strausser potentially at that table talking, and it checks out with. I heard Shaq. I heard Titus was, I don't know about a problem, but that he's influenced, obviously, by that's all we've been talking about. It's not that players disliked. It's never that Laramie Tunsil was disliked by teammates. Some people really misunderstood the comments that were on this show. It was never about him being disliked by teammates. That's not it. It's the coaching staff just felt like, we can't do this. This guy's not team first. He's not swarm. He's not swarm. A wise man once said, you got to have a team full of swarm. No, it's not swarm.
Yep.
It's not swarm, Dell. It's swarm. And so they made the change they needed to make. And it's not going to be corrected this year. It never was. They didn't have the amount of draft picks needed. It wasn't the draft class necessary. It was never going to be fixed this year. But they take a little – they hopefully don't take a step back. They took a step back for sure at talent at left tackle. But I think they're hoping that the culture and maybe the consistency in that offensive line starts to change this year. But make no mistake, next year will be a big year in free agency slash draft for the Texans offensive line. You will see changes made. And my guess is you won't see – I can tell you this, if Juice Scruggs does not become a factor this year, he won't make it to his fourth year.
No, and why? If he's getting beat out.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the sense if he can't get on the field? We'll see. A lot of people on the Twitch are swarming right now. Swarm. Somebody just swarmed all over him, so.
Yeah, no, they swarm. Love swarm there. That's the whole city loves swarm.
Swarm.
Only Dell's the one who makes fun of it.
If Dell's you ain't the one swarming, who says you're born.
Swarm because he went through the actual acronym. What's an acronym, right? And
yeah.
Acronym.
No, acronym. Yeah. Why did I say acronym? That's like Al Contrario.
An acronym is a spider.
Acronym. No, it's
arachnid.
Arachnid.
Okay.
Acronym. There we go. And it's super.
It's not super.
Wet. No.
What?
No.
What did you just say?
Sweat. No, sweaty.
What did you just say?
I'm trying to think of what SW surprise.
No.
What does it stand for? Solitude.
No.
Warmth.
Superiority.
Superiority, warmth, attitude, resistance, malfeasance.
Malfeasance?
That doesn't sound like it'd be what
that
it
doesn't
is.
Sound like, that well, doesn't sound like it. That's not what to me.
I don't think that's what it stands for, but. I'm not sure any of those actually were resistance, probably not. Resilience. Hmm. I bet R could be resilience.
Nope. Well, maybe.
A, attitude.
Restraint in the face of.
Here it is.
Mid? No.
Here it is in the Texans facility. There's a picture of it. Special work ethic, relentless mindset.
Okay.
Swarm.
But special work ethic. It's swarm.
Swarm.
No, but I don't. Saying swarm. That's not.
But they call it swarm.
That's not swarm.
It's
not swarm.
It's swarm.
Well, if D'Amico calls it swarm, what are you going to call it, John?
I just
he'll swarm. Beat the brakes off you if he was mean.
That ethic should be something else. Attitude, maybe. Yeah. Maybe just attitude's right there.
All right.
It's right there.
Work attitude, though?
Special work ethic. I don't know, but it's there. You can change that ethic to an A word.
No, it's not shawarma. We're not doing shawarma.
Shawarma.
Shawarma is a delicious.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Now, when you actually.
It's not always delicious.
You do not want to get a Middle East. You don't want to get a place to serve shawarma at dinner. Those things have been spinning for
around.
Too long.
Yeah, that's true.
And and John's right. There's some places that.
I've never had bad shawarma, though.
Chicken is usually going to be okay. It's the meat is really can be a coin flipper. And you need to go for lunch. Never make the mistake of not going for lunch if you're going to have shawarma.
See, I don't think. Swarm
well, that
is a,
thing is on that pole for days.
That's what I'm saying. So. No, it's not for days. It's
yeah.
not good places.
You don't
places.
Think they sell out every day,
not
do you?
Not good places.
Lamb? No.
Yeah, they do. They don't just keep it rolling. Those things would be burned to a crisp.
No, but they shut it down, fridge it, put it up, and that tomorrow.
Super wet and really manly.
They don't throw them out every
that's
day.
That's somebody else
me.
Said
don't
super wet
it.
And really manly.
Don't read it then.
Swarm.
Don't,
that's not what that is.
Don't have wet.
But
as
my
part
point
of the
is,
acronym.
Don't say that is my point.
Swarm.
I wouldn't say that. I'm not saying that on my own. I'm just saying this is an example of what not to say.
So I don't think special work ethic relentless mindset is actually a sentence. So you could just throw attitude in there and be good.
I'm going to come up with something different.
Swarm.
A is going to be attitude. R is going to be resilience. M is going to be manhood.
Special work attitude, resilient manhood?
Yeah, but we're not making it a sentence.
Understood. But why is manhood in it?
Well,
manhood. Manhood?
Man,
manhood.
Mindset is fine. Not martyrdom.
That's no, no one's dying. Mindset is fine.
Mindset's a good one.
Yeah, martyrdom.
What the hell?
Yeah, I just martyrdom doesn't work there. Mindset works. So.
Mindset is fine.
Attitude.
Minecraft.
Resilience.
It's Minecraft.
Mindset. Oh, we just need S and W. But not wet. That's not going to work for
no,
anything.
That's
weasel.
Not good.
Nope, not
weasel.
Weasel. Wet. Weasel. What? Wistful.
No.
Wandering.
That's not a good football word.
I'm just whispering.
Whispering. I'm just, yeah, we're just.
Special whispering?
Special whispering.
Worthful.
Yeah.
Worthless. Worm.
No, worthless isn't good.
Worm tongue.
No. Cream of worm tongue. No.
Willing. Willing.
Women.
Willingness.
Not women.
Winning. Winning.
Special women.
Seeing
winning.
Women.
Winning. Willingness or winning?
Seeing women at.
No. Bad. Don't finish.
Succulent.
Okay.
Succulent women?
No. I'm trying to come up with S. Succulent. Sarsaparilla. Sensational. It's not really.
No.
Super,
none of that.
Superior. Superior warmth. Nope. Superior willingness, attitude, resilience, and mindset. Swarm. One more swarm. Swarms out, swarms in.
They could have just changed ethic to attitude with what they currently have and been fine.
Yeah, but that's
special work attitude.
That's copying
mindset.
That might
be seeing
actually,
women.
That could have been copyrighted.
Always restricting men. Seeing women.
That's another swarm that works.
That's another
swarm. Seedy women always restricting men.
Yeah.
What about that picture in the DeAndre Ayton with that girl? Like.
She has come out and said
she was swarmed.
She has come out and said everyone misread what she was saying. She added.
She didn't get left at
she
an island.
Added, no, that happened. She added DeAndre Ayton, but it wasn't DeAndre Ayton who propositioned her and then left her. It was DeAndre Ayton's security or the people, the security around everyone. She is saying, "Yeah, I added him, but all I was saying is the private security he hired for their trip was there was a gentleman who." Propositioned her, said, "Hey, let's do this." She said no, and then he left her in the middle of nowhere. So she is.
Oh, it wasn't Ayton.
She is saying Ayton did not do that, even though she added him in the initial post.
Why'd he have to take the bullets?
Because I guess he hired the guy. And she wanted him to know what that guy was about. So I guess he didn't hire the guy again. Mm. So she has come out and cleared DeAndre Ayton of any wrongdoing.
Wow, that's nice.
And she
that's
also
nice.
Said she flew herself out. So all the things we were suggesting, all wrong. She flew herself out. It was a trip for multiple people, not just DeAndre Ayton and herself.
I had more respect when it was DeAndre Ayton.
More respect for who?
For him.
Oh.
I mean.
She said she barely interacted with him.
She going to pull that BS, beat it. I'm out of here.
But she is telling you she ain't one of them that gets flown out. It was a trip for more than two people.
Well, it's not as good a story anymore,
yeah,
so I'm out.
It's less fun, yes. No. But I just want to give the other side of it.
You know who's fun? John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is fun. John Clay Wolf is incredible. John Clay Wolf is the biggest car buyer in the country. He does billions in car buying and selling. So he buys your car, and then he sells it at auction. And here's the deal is a lot of people do this, right? That's the business. You buy the car. And you sell it at auction. Only John Clay Wolf makes less, but he does more volume because he buys more, because he pays more. He pays more for the vehicle. Then when he sells it at auction, he makes less money. That's okay by him, okay? The other guys want to sell it, buy it for as little as possible, sell it for as much as possible. That's a great business plan. John Clay Wolf said, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give everybody more, and I'll make less, but I'm going to do big volume. Because everybody was going to want to sell me their car. And how about this? GimmeTheVIN.com, already the best place to sell your car. Now it's even better with the GimmeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GimmeTheVIN.com giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to their website, GimmeTheVIN.com. So when they buy your car, you got 1,000 chances to win another $25,000 on top of that car, on top of the money that they gave you for the car. They are the best. All you have to do is so simple to sell your car. GimmeTheVIN.com, enter your car's VIN number or license plate, and you get an offer in minutes, well above a dealer quote. And you go back to their top, you go to one of their pickup locations, or they'll come to you. It's easy and it's fast. They'll bring you the check too. GimmeTheVIN.com. There's no better place to sell your car. It's America's best car buyer.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, you still got about 19 minutes to sign up to be in our fantasy draft. So come on, get to our app. If you haven't heard, you go to our app, ESPN975.com. No, no, not .com. It's ESPN975 app. And then it's, if you haven't signed up, just sign up. It's really easy. And then you enter to win right at the top of the app, right at the top. Just press the button and you're entered to win. So hopefully we'll get a bunch of people in there. We're going to choose one, someone randomly. We will get a hold of you if you win. We won't call you if you lose. We're not calling all those people losers. And we don't want to call you a loser anyway.
Well, you just did.
No, if you don't win, then you lost.
Yeah,
so
that doesn't make you a loser, though.
Well, you lost, so you're a loser.
You lost. Who's the Astros winner? Lost five in a row. I wouldn't call
them losers each day. Each day they were losers.
Yeah, but loser means just in life you're a loser.
That doesn't mean that. If you lost the game, you're the loser. No. There's a winner and there's a loser.
Well, to be fair, they did not lose because they get a chance to play. For two more times. So
two more times.
So
yeah,
enter to win until 10, like John said. But if you do not win, we're going to give you more opportunities next Thursday and the Thursday after that, all the way up till August 14th. So stay locked in with us. Get a chance to join us.
So we think we've gotten to most everything today. Most stuff. What about Daryl Morey, though? Daryl Morey says that the Lakers bubble championship doesn't hold up. It's marked by an asterisk.
Why would he just say that publicly? Like,
I don't know.
Well, he's 100% accurate there, and I guess we should always strive to be accurate and not worry about feelings. I just don't know why things aren't really going great for him right now. He's not on a heater where he can just say stuff. Why would he do that?
So, had the Rockets won the title, I absolutely would have celebrated it as legitimate, knowing the immense effort and resilience required. Yet, everyone I speak to around the league privately agrees that it doesn't truly hold up as a genuine championship. Perhaps the lasting legacy of the NBA bubble is that the NBA should be proud of its leadership at both the beginning and end of the pandemic, even though the champion will forever be marked by an asterisk.
I'm fine with that. As somebody who had to live with the Rockets asterisks, that they got that because Jordan wasn't in the league and people didn't. They decided they didn't count, which was the most irritating thing I've ever dealt with, other than Altuve's a cheater, that whole narrative. But honestly, like, what was the question that had Daryl even speaking on that?
It's not an interview specific to Daryl Morey. It's one athletic reporter, I think Joe Vardone, asking multiple people about, I think, a bubble retrospective. I believe that's what the article is on. So it isn't Daryl, I'm going to have a sit down with you. But I guess he asked him about it, and that was Daryl's response.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know that it has an asterisk. They won. You let them win. Who cares? They suck. Who cares? It's the Lakers. It's LeBron. Who cares? Just give him his title.
A lot of people care.
Yeah, I guess they do. I don't know. That was a crap title. It's a crap title.
I would argue
the Dodgers.
I would argue that the one that the season that followed was maybe even less legitimate, considering the shortened amount of time they had between the end of the bubble season and the start of the regular season. If you were playing in the bubble finals or even at the final four teams in each conference, you had the least amount of time anyone's ever had to get ready for the next season. And it played out that way. Mm-hmm. You look at the teams who made the final four, they did not have really good years the next year. And the season was shortened. Of course, even that season involved low crowds. I mean, they did travel, but if we remember, the crowds were lessened as they were trying to get people back to normal. I mean, that title that the Bucks won, a little fraudulent. It's a little fraudulent. I think a shortened season adds to that as well.
Fraudulent. Wow. I don't know. They seem like champions to me. They look pretty good.
Well, I don't know. When the Sixers of all teams can finish as the top seed in the league for the conference, I would say that season has fraud all over it.
Mm.
The Sixers were the one seed.
Mm.
They're the biggest frauds we know.
Right. Yeah. Somebody's asking what button. There's a button, Jay. There's a button at the top that says enter to win, to enter to have a chance of our fantasy league. There's a white line that you just hit
It's like a banner at the top.
It's a banner at the top.
And then it allows me to enter a contest if I want to do that.
It says it at the top of the page, the app page. Okay, the first page that you go to. So there's that. There's that. Drew Gilbert got traded again. While, you know, I was kind of like, oh, man, we gave up Drew Gilbert. Well, that's gonna he's already been traded again. He's going to San Francisco now. So maybe Drew Gilbert isn't going to be – it wasn't all that big – a huge a loss that he, two teams have already given up on him. We'll see. Maybe he'll have a great career. I don't know, but we'll see.
Mm. By the way, I was looking at the Kikuchi players. Will Wagner's just been, you know, just a guy.
He's on the field for that team. That's the first
Lo Perfido. I mean, they still the reason I looked it up is I said, okay, what was the cost last year based on what you're going to give up this year if you add a pitcher? And it's not like you gave up Will Wagner, who's not going to hurt you, I don't think, losing him. Lo Perfido is just another guy that you would have from the outfield. I would argue Taylor Trammell is, you know, I'm happy with him. And then Jake Bloss, he's doing nothing. So you really haven't been hurt by that rental with Kikuchi. No, that's not something to hurt you. Jacob Melton is more than a rental. So if he's part of an Alcantara trade, Sandy Alcantara, just to go back to earlier in the show, if they target Sandy Alcantara, which he does check some of the boxes that they typically look at, that feels like way too much for a year and a half with Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's on the uprise now, and the asking price is higher because he had two straight outings where he didn't give up a run. So we'll see if that happens today. You know, well, by this time tomorrow, we will know what the Astros have done. No more end of August trades going on. So this is it. This is their last chance to add to the team other than all the guys that are coming back, you know, that they're not trade, but I think Dana said last week their trade deadline acquisitions, the injured guys. No, they're really not. Brett McMurphy says this: Costco is selling discounted two-ticket packages for South Carolina, Purdue, Louisville, Virginia, Baylor, Oklahoma State, Tulane, UConn, Louisiana, Western Michigan, Kennesaw State, and Idaho home games. The prices vary from $49.99 to $99.99. Some include $20 food beverage credit for parking pass. Do you want Costco tickets to a football game?
I guess.
If I buy tickets to the game, do I get free samples at Costco? Not free samples. Get like free something from Costco as well? Because I find that more valuable than tickets to a random game. I want, obviously I already have the membership. Throw in some Costco. Do I get $100 credit to get a hot dog, and drinks from your little concession stand you guys got going there?
Well, I don't know if they're.
Do you get a churro with it?
Yeah. Can I get a churro?
Can I get a churro and a ticket to a?
Is there a hot pizza? Dog? I know Sam's Pizza and hot dogs are really good.
No, Costco's pizza is the truth. People can sleep on it all they want. I've ordered it for birthday parties, for kids. The Costco pizza eats. It eats. The truth might be a little strong, but it eats for sure.
Sam's is pretty good.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, really good, actually. Really greasy. It's great. I love that. Love me some greasy pizza. Anything else we missed today, Del?
I don't think so. Nothing salacious like what happened at a WNBA game a couple nights ago, so you don't have to worry about that. What else is out there? we mentioned the trades. We mentioned Gilbert Arenas. I think we're good.
Tanner says this. The San Diego Padres are finalizing a trade to acquire left fielder Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. The deal sends right-hander Dylan Cease and all-star closer Robert Suarez to Daikin Park.
Tanner? Tanner.
Tanner. Tanner said this. It's not true, people. It's not true.
Why'd
so
you
don't
read that?
I got it on my timeline
that
right here.
Mean you should read that for because if people aren't really active listening and they don't hear brought to you by Tanner and John Granato,
Tanner,
Hall of
Famers, Tanner said it. I didn't say
I
it.
I know that, but if people don't hear that part and they hear John Granato saying the Astros are trading Yordan Alvarez, that's going to freak people out.
Well, I mean, if his hands aren't, if, you know what?
Hands. He has hands still?
He has hands, yeah. 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 So, yeah. Yep, yep, yep. I'm watching Sophie Cunningham with a Hot Girls Eat Arby's shirt on dancing. Mm-hmm. She got an Arby's deal.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with that shirt, and
why?
I'm not going to go into it.
Why are you uncomfortable?
I'm not going to go into it. As long as she did it for the right reasons and
what do you mean?
And this is about as long as this is about the restaurant, that's fine.
Sure.
And I'm not going to say anything else.
But she has a deal with Arby's.
What else do we have to do?
Do you know any other Arby's other than the restaurant?
No.
Do I have to say it out loud?
I don't know why you're so bothered by it.
Okay.
Roast beef.
What's wrong with roast beef?
Well,
that's what Arby's serves.
Yeah.
What's your point?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you done? Because I don't know what your point is. We did mention that the Blue Jays acquired Shane Bieber, who is working his way back from Tommy John surgery. He's had a couple rehab starts. They think they'll get him back for the end of the regular season and the playoffs. So the Blue Jays acquire a former Cy Young winner.
Huh.
I don't like that, particularly if he's good.
If he's back.
Yeah, well, he's doing what the Astros are doing. He was down making starts on the minor league level, so they expect him to come back.
Yeah. All right, we got News of the Wear coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here. All right, guys, how about this? Coors is releasing a Rocky Mountain scented deodorant. It's a limited edition deodorant that smells like the breeze of the Rocky Mountains and must be refrigerated before it can be properly applied, with the packaging mimicking the beer's signature mountains turning blue when reaching the ideal cold temperature. Do you want to smell like Coors Light? Yes, the answer is yes for everybody. Is this not the greatest idea ever?
Do you want to smell like Coors Light? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't. No,
well,
I don't.
Like the breeze.
No offense, Coors Light. I just don't.
Like the breeze of the Rocky Mountains. Is that not, I mean, what woman could resist the breeze of the Rocky Mountains?
There's women who could.
No. It's just the best. I mean, let's go. Okay, so now I know what I want you guys to get me for Christmas.
Don't you always smell like Coors Light?
I do.
So what do you need that from us for?
Even more like Coors Light.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not helping you out there. I got enough whiffs of you smelling like Coors Light in my life. Just the Christmas party. The Christmas party, it's coming out of your pores.
That's the best. When you smell like Coors Light all day.
So
when
I'm not going to buy you a deodorant for that to be the case all year long.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yep.
So your body smells like your mouth? No thanks.
I'm out.
No thanks. None of that sounds appealing.
And he drinks enough of it on Christmas party day that it's his body.
All you
it's
need
his
is just
mouth.
Spill
oh.
some.
It's his
Look,
hair.
Just spill some on yourself per usual and you're good.
Yeah.
No.
Seven Coors Lights deep. Of course you'll spill some, and you got the smell right there.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but how about this? When you get pulled over, the cop goes, "Hey, you smell like you've been drinking." And you go, "It's Coors Light deodorant."
Are you
going to
carry that with you for that?
Yes,
that's good. Yes. You're still going to have to get out of the car.
Well, how about this?
Sir, I need to get you to get out of the car, and then you're going to be one of those guys who loves to test the cops and then keep your phone on them?
Yeah, yeah.
What am I being pulled over for? I don't have to give you my license. I don't have to give you my license. What is this for? Am I under arrest?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You won't comply. You've got non-compliance all over you.
I'm wearing Coors Light deodorant, sir. Thank you. Okay.
Deodorant.
How about this? A DUI lawyer's dream come true. High Noon is recalling a Celsius energy drink because they may contain vodka seltzer. High Noon cans were mislabeled as Celsius energy drink.
Oh, you might have a little. Yeah, you might have accidentally stumbled into.
Yeah,
stumbled into a little something extra.
Oh, I've been drinking this Celsius, sir. Oh. I didn't know it had alcohol in it.
Oh.
Oh. So there, I win. No jail time for me. I'm going to go pick up a bunch of Celsius.
And your Coors Light deodorant.
And just Coors Light deodorant. Down. Sorry. I thought I was drinking, and I smelled like it because of Coors Light deodorant, and I was drinking Celsius.
No, I swear, officer, it's my Coors Light deodorant. No, I was drinking Celsius. Good luck, John. Those excuses with the cop. No, it was a Celsius. I swear, it was just mislabeled.
Yeah, look at the open can of Celsius right here.
That guy, he's just gonna think you poured High Noon into it.
That's a good idea, too. Just pour a High Noon into it.
It's not a good idea. It's not.
Yeah, it's a great idea. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.